First of all, they choose how to do their things. But if I have to give advice, you don't have to bang a table for me to listen to you. As a matter of fact, you distract me. Other than listening to you, I'm going to concentrate on the noise of the banging of the table. I do not think you can achieve much if you begin by banging the table. You see, I can tell you some. I can say no. I can say please no. But I could also shout at the top of my lungs, no! Is there a difference? No is no. So you'd make your point if you act civilly, if you make me realize you mean well, if you come for constructive engagement. And speaking for myself and the judiciary I had, criticism is one of the best things in anybody's life. Because somebody is helping you to see things through a different lens. There are things you take for granted. There are things which you think are right. Until somebody comes and tells you, oh, by the way, this is like this. And then you focus and you learn from it. Now, if you're my friend, if I have the perception that you mean well to me, and you come and say, you know, this is not right, I take it very seriously. But now if you come out as my opponent, as my enemy, as somebody who does not mean well for me, even if you're telling me something which is really very useful, as a human being, in my mind, I already have prejudice against you, thinking that nothing good can come from you. Meaning, how you approach someone, how you approach the subject matters a lot. You don't have to be belligerent to make a point. You can actually make a point much better by coming instead of sitting in front of me. So I'm going to sit next to you. We're going to face the same direction because we are one. That gesture is very strong. And then you tell me, you know what, this analysis.